So let us move forward. Before George Floyd, before 9-1-1, before the assassinations of Mega Evers and Dr. Martin Luther King and Minister Shabazz, formerly known as Malcolm X, before the Tuskegee experiment and Jim Crow, the Middle Passage, and even before the cross, there was an enemy invasion in the Garden of Eden. And into the minds of Adam and the woman who would be called, after the fall, Eve. The enemy, the fallen chief angel, the one-time minister of heavenly worship, the diabolical one, whom we refer to as the devil camouflaged himself in the beauty of a serpent. And through deception, intervened in the harmonious relationship between God and humanity. God, in his pure and unchanging essence of his holiness, did not and could not allow disobedience to go unchecked, and he dispensed justice to all who was involved. To the man, to the woman, and to the serpent. In fact, God, through the Logos, the pre-incarnate Son of God, God declared war on the devil. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And in Genesis, the 3rd chapter, the 14th and the 15th verse, the Lord declared war on our enemy, the devil. Listen with me this morning to what the Lord said in verses 14 and 15, and I quote, "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." Thank God for the seed of the woman. Hallelujah. "It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." In these two verses, we see the prophecy of the virgin. An immaculate conception to come. God preached his own sermon, if you will, and fought forward to affirm and declare in this ministry of reconciliation that by the seed of a woman, thank God for the sister, hallelujah, a woman, hallelujah, that the Bible tells us who was named Mary. And it will be through Mary, hallelujah, through her womb that the Son of God would be conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank God, hallelujah, for the birth of Jesus Christ. From the seed of the woman who has bruised the head of the serpent and leads us to fight forward from the cross and from the victory. Family, this morning I agree with something that I heard Dr. Lawrence Harvey say to us this past Monday night in class. And Dr. Lawrence is the pastor of Clearwater Church of God by faith. And what he said was that as the saints of God, we don't fight to victory. We fight from victory. Victory, family, was declared from the cross to the grave and is ascended as the Son of God, sitting on the right hand of the Father. I'm so glad that Elder Roberts stayed even doing the prayer. We are more, hallelujah, than conquerors through him that love us. And I wonder this morning if there's anyone with me, hallelujah, who can agree that we fight forward as the saints of God from the victory that we already have in the Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We have victory this morning. Watch this, watch this, watch this. Just because we have the victory by grace and through faith doesn't mean that we don't fight. It just means that we fight from a level of strength and advantage because of the victory that was pledged by Jesus Christ when he overcame the cross and he overcame sin and death. And hallelujah is lifted up high as our advocate before God himself. Listen, family, to what Apostle John wrote in chapter 5, verses 1 through 4 of his first epistle. And I read from the New King James Version, beginning at verse 1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he or she who overcomes the world but he or she who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. This morning, in his predestined mission to fight for, to give us the victory, I can see Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, declaring during his early ministry that like his father, he too is a man of war. And because he is a man of war, we have the victory that has overcome the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he is a man of war. In chapter 10 of St. Matthew, verse 34, Jesus said this: do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Brothers and sisters, regardless of any thoughts or mindset that we have, why or otherwise, there is a war going on. And the Lord Jesus, with his sword, is fighting forward to reclaim all and who the devil thought that he had. That's right, that's right. In this war, which has been commissioned by God himself and championed by the Lord Jesus, the Logos, God, hallelujah, take off of the word. The Logos is reminding us this morning that this glorious gospel sets apart the wise from the unwise, the loving from the unloving, the faithful, hallelujah, from the disobedient. The word of God sets a standard this morning such that assimilation is not allowed. Assimilation is not allowed. Brothers and sisters, a choice has to be made. We can't love anything or anyone more than we love God. As such would be indicative of idolatry. We can't love family more than God. We can't love money more than God. We can't love influence more than God. We can't love earthly power more than we love God. I can hear the Old Testament Jesus, Joshua. That's what Jesus' name was, actually. Hallelujah. His Hebrew name was Joshua. We just, because of the Greek, we call him Jesus. But I can hear the Old Testament Joshua, who led the children of Israel into the promised land, saying this: choose you this day whom you will serve. And Joshua will remind us that, but for me, hallelujah, and our house, hallelujah, hallelujah, we shall serve the Lord. Do I have anyone with me this morning who have chosen Christ, who have chosen to just serve him and fight and continue to fight until we see him again? In this fight, hallelujah, Everyone, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, everyone has to choose for themselves. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? There are three options this morning. One, you can be hot. Hallelujah. And that means that you have chosen to be on the Lord's side. Or two, you can be cold. That means that you have chosen the side of the devil. Or three, hallelujah, you can choose to be lukewarm, which is nothing more than assimilating and identifying with those who you believe to be the ruling power or powers in your reality. In America, hallelujah, are you listening with me this morning? In America, we tend to assimilate to the powers that be, who think, who we think can make us that money. The answer is money. Now, what's the question was posed to me one day? The answer is money. Now, what's your question? And in America, we tend to identify with the dominant ruling class of society that we believe will help us to survive and thrive. But on this day, on this glorious Sunday, the Holy Spirit is reminding us that if we are just lukewarm, because there may be somebody right now who has not chosen Christ right now. They're still straddling the fence. And so if we are just lukewarm, if we choose to just assimilate, if we choose just to do nothing, God said that he would spit us, yes, he would, spit us out of his mouth. By not choosing a side, is still a choice to not fight in the power of the Lord. When we think about the battle that we are fighting, I believe that the Holy Spirit would not have us ignorant, that this war is no different than the one Adam and Eve faced in the garden. We are fighting, family, against the trickeration of the devil, against the wiles of the devil. And the devil is still attacking our self-esteem and our self-worth. The devil is constantly attacking us with the fiery arrows that we are not good enough. We are not saved enough. We are not smart enough. We are not blessed enough. We are not American enough. It is on the battlefield of our own mind that we have to speak life, and life more abundantly with it is written. We got to remind the devil that he is the father of all lies and that it is written. Hallelujah. Every time the devil and his legion of demons attempts to infiltrate our minds through the lure of the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, we need, hallelujah, God, to take the fight forward to him. Oh, God, with it is written. When the devil comes that we don't have enough money, we have to fight back, hallelujah, that it is written that man, that woman, hallelujah, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Is that all right? When the devil comes and shows us that assimilation is better than being faithful to God, we have to fight forward with, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only, hallelujah, shall you serve. When the devil comes and tells us that we are better dead than we are alive, just commit suicide by not wearing a mask, not staying within a bubble, perhaps not even wanting to get vaccinated, because the Lord will save you. We have to, hallelujah, fight for with it is written, you shall not test the Lord your God. Family, in this 11th hour. Now is the time to fight forward from victory against every demonic spirit and systemic evil of racism and sexism and classism, and remind the devil that he is a liar. When the devil comes to attack our self-esteem and self-worth, tell him, like my Aunt Maude would say, hallelujah, there ain't no truth in that lie, devil. There ain't no truth in that lie. As we are fighting forward, I'm reminded of Paul's admonishment to the body of Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. And Paul wrote this. He said, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapon, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. As I bring, hallelujah, this message to a close, I'm reminded that the fight forward is to embrace the oxymoron that to save my life means that I must lose my life. That's the oxymoron for us this morning, that to save our lives means that we've got to lose our lives. I go back again to chapter 10 of St. Matthew, verses 34 through 39, where Jesus said again, do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemy will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who did not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He, hallelujah, who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake, will find it. I believe that Apostle Thomas perhaps recalled the words of Jesus as recorded in the book of St. Matthew. And this morning, in remembrance of the words of Jesus, we, hallelujah, should fight forward with the spirit that he, hallelujah, who finds his life will lose it, and she who loses her life will find it, hallelujah. And doing it not for Avery's sake, not for the Church of God by faith's sake, not for America's sake, not for your sake, hallelujah, but for my sake, hallelujah, for the sake of Christ, we will find, hallelujah, our lives if we're willing to lose our lives for Christ. I believe in my spiritual mind that the word of Jesus gave Apostle Thomas the boldness to speak a word of encouragement to a dead church, his fellow disciple. And that word was to go to the rescue of a dead church member. That's Lazarus, with, hallelujah, a living God who was in Christ Jesus, reconciling humanity back unto himself. In my spiritual mind, I can see a fighting come, overcoming the battle within himself and coming to the conclusion that now is the time for me to take up my own cross. Now is the time for me to lay down my own fears and lay down my own inadequacies and lay down my own questions about my tough words. Now is the time to take up my cross and follow Jesus. After the resurrection and ascension of Christ Jesus, hallelujah, I believe that Thomas came to a place, hallelujah, as Dr. Hepburn talked to us several Sundays ago. I believe that Thomas came to a place of reconstruction and working through the cross and the resurrection and ascension to get to a place that he made a choice to live for him who he proclaimed as my Lord and my God. We are not taught, hallelujah. You got to do some study because it ain't in the King James Version. It ain't written between the Genesis and the Revelation, so you have to do some study outside of the book to put the text into context. We are not taught that Apostle Thomas carried the gospel to India. And it was in India that he was murdered. But it is a reminder to everyone under the divine awakening of God's call this morning that Thomas continued to fight forward from a place of victory. And in that victory, Thomas advanced the cost gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The life of Thomas, because he became a living sacrifice. The life of Thomas, as well as the lives of all the saints who have put skin in the game for the sake of Christ, for the cause of Christ, should be an encouragement to us this morning that we too should be bold enough to say, let us go that we may die with him. Hallelujah. Today, as we certainly remember those who lost their lives 20 years ago on September the 11th, and those who gave their lives to rescue those who were in harm's way, thank God for all of the first responders, then and even now, who will fight forward and put their lives on the line to save the life of others. And in doing so, show us an example of Jesus Christ. Show us an example of a living and a loving sacrifice. Family, it was Christ Jesus. Yes. It was Christ Jesus who was God's first responder. It was Christ Jesus who saved us from sin and death and from the eternal fire of hell. And as we, in maturity, conform to the image of God's first responder, Jesus Christ himself, we learn what it means. We learn what it means to fight forward through faith, but from the position of absolute victory, because we have been crucified with him. Every believer has been crucified with him. Paul, in Galatians 2 and 20, and I conclude with this, Paul wrote it. He said, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself me. And let the ecclesia say, amen. 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 Amen.